The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made-from-scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are eaten. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
We are Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Getting you set for this week's action in Northern Colorado Preps. This is Preps Midweek on 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Block Party as we kick it off with the Preps Midweek Show, brought to you by Quality Well and Pump. The greatest in the history of irrigation and dealers out here in Northern Colorado. Love what they do. Let's just look for the big red Q. It's what you do. 353-3118. Give them a call today. They've got you bookended out on Highway 85 in Ault and in LaSalle. It is Quality Well and Pump. We thank them. We'll talk about them a bunch during the show. It is a jam-packed show today. We will open up 3A Golf Regionals. We had that Monday for you on KFK here for from 8 to 1. We had a five-hour broadcast again, and it was fun. Eaton and Sterling took the team championships, so they'll move their team of four golfers on to state, which I believe is Monday the 5th. Going to check in with Rick Mees, the head golf coach at Resurrection Christian High School here in just about 10 minutes or so. And we'll talk to Rick, talk about how regionals went. They qualified two kids, Jacob Buckendorf and Wade Shields. We're going to talk to both of those kids today, too. So these young men will jump in with us on the third segment about half past the hour here. So if you're a Res Christian fan and a golf fan especially, hang on, because we've got two kiddos that are headed to Gunnison for the state championship here in about 10 days. I'm going to make sure that date's right, so we'll get Rick to confirm that. But Eaton and Sterling, they moved their teams on. Trey Coons came back and beat Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg. Coons is a player out of Sterling. And came back, tied them. They went to a playoff in the 3A regionals out here at Boomerang Golf Links. And, boy, that's a tough course, too. Holy cow. Boy, oh, boy, tough course. And Trey Coons, who we've seen. We saw Trey at the Eaton Invitational, at the Greeley City Championship here. So we've seen these guys. Then the names keep popping up. Those are the kids that are going to be good at state, too, as well. Max Knopfzinger makes it in. He rolls through from Frontier Academy here, so that's very cool. Max was terrific last year, and Sterling gets their guys in, so Taleb Schaefer, who was great at state last year for Sterling, he gets in, so it's going to be fun at state. There's no doubt about that. So if you have any way to get to Gunnison, it's going to be interesting here in about 10 days. So we'll talk golf here for most of the program today. I want to go through the fact that, hey, we're going to play football, folks. We don't know the exact schedules yet. Chassa came out and threw everything on a Friday night. That's going to change. There's going to be some Thursday games. There's going to be some Saturday games as well. They'll figure that out. But we know what the conferences look like, and there are some changes. Here's the golden word, though. These conferences mean absolutely nothing. You could put all of the high school teams out there. What, 218 teams? Well, you could separate them by 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, 8-man, 6-man. But the conferences, usually you win your conference, you get an automatic bid to the playoffs. Not so fast, my friend. Not this year. Eight teams are going to make it to the postseason in each of the classifications. 5A, 4A, 3A, and in on down the line. So only eight teams go. And it's only the top eight teams by the consensus RPI. There's about three or four big factors that go into the consensus RPI. And they'll show that from week to week. So rankings won't mean a darn thing this year. It will only be the RPI. You'll be watching that from week to week, and we'll keep you guys up to date on that. But the top eight go. Could the top eight in one conference go? Sure, why not? It's the top eight. The conference has no limitations as far as I know so far. I know that there's no automatic bid. You win a conference, Who cares? Maybe you care. Hey, we won the Patriot West. Okay, big deal this year. It's COVID. Big deal. It's are you in the top eight in your classification? Are you a 2A top eight team? That's what it's going to come down to at the end of the year when you get to the postseason. So, and there will be, you know, there's 20% of the schools are going to not play till fall, or till spring, I should say. 80% playing here in the fall. 20% will go in the spring. And there will be a champion on both sides. So you'll get a spring champion, and then I'll call that the COVID champion in the spring. You'll get a fall champion. I can't get my season straight, and that's probably Ryan Kelly, my great producer. It's probably his fault. He's got a Hawaiian shirt on back there, getting me kind of confused. But this season coming up, that's the fall season, Clark. And, yeah, there'll be a champion there. And then I call it the COVID champion, the 20% of the teams that are going to go in the spring. Yeah, two champions, so we'll figure that out. But only eight teams. How are the 5A ranks going to deal with that? Because they've had as many as, 24 teams, right? 16, don't they get the extra round, too? That's not happening. I mean, you're going to have to be great every game. And so now the teams that have the hardest schedule, of course, you're going to get there'll be a mathematical procedure in there for who you're playing. If you're playing better teams, you're going to have a better chance in the RPI moving up. But wins inside the conference doesn't mean a thing. That's all you're playing anyway, is your conference in most cases. So we'll find out exactly how that goes. All right, here's what it looks like. Eight-man, the Plains division. That is what we follow. We follow that simply because Dayspring Christian's in there, Ben Fusco's team. Akron, Caliche, Haxton, Marino, Sedgwick County. It's most of the same folks in there. So Dayspring trying to jump in. They should be good. Christian still again this year. His senior year coming up, so look out. That could be good. 1A North Central. It is going to be the Highland Huskies, Zach Sandstrom and company. They'll go against Burlington, Holyoke. How about the defending champion Lyman is in there? I know Highland has to play Lyman at home this year. So we get five Friday nights to broadcast games, too. We have to look out for 20 schools or 25 schools, and we only have five Friday nights. So hopefully there's some teams that'll deflect to Saturday or even a Thursday, and we might be able to expand the schedule a little bit, but we will see what that broadcast schedule looks like. Lyman, let's see, Wiggins, Ray, Yuma are in there as well. So, Lyman, Highland. Highland's going to be tough this year, no doubt. They got a lot of kids back. Holden Morgan, who is a terrific athlete, just can play everything. He is back for Highland, too, so going to be a fun year for them. 2A Patriot. Let's go to the East first. There's a new addition to the East. And if you look closely, you'll see there's seven teams in the East. So in the West, there's what, 2, 4, 6? There's seven in the West as well. Eaton jumps from the West to the East. Rez Christian says, ooh, thank you for that. We appreciate that. But like I said, now it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Conferences, you just throw them out. So it's the 2A against everybody. Brush, Eaton, Fort Lupton, Platte Valley, Sterling Valley, Weld Central. That makes up your 2A Patriot League East. And right away, the names you look at, Platte Valley, of course, Troy Hoffman's club, Sterling, Rob Busmente's club. Eaton jumps over there, Zach Lemon. We're going to have Zach Lemon on the back of the show here, about 4:45, almost 4:50 this afternoon here. We'll get Zach Lemon, the head football coach at Eaton, on the line and talk to him. So find out what this looks like in his eyes. 2A Patriot League West, you get Alameda, new entrant in there up from Denver. Arvada also. Berthoud is in there. Dievelin, Rez Christian, Severance, and University. And so right away I look at that and I go, wow. But we'll see what Dievelin's got. And I know it's pronounced Dievelin. I always like to say Dievelin, though. That's what it's been for everybody I know. That's what it's been for years. But en français would say Dievelin. So, and I know that's the fact. I've called them. I actually called a store down there to see if it was like when I tried to call the place in what everybody told me for years was Buena Vista. It's Buena Vista. Give them a call and see if they don't. Try to keep you out if you say Buena Vista. But it's, Dievelin will be in there as well. How good are they? But this is Rez Christian's conference to win or lose. But again, We keep going back to that. Conferences do not matter. 3A Northern, it'll be Fort Morgan, Frederick, Meade, Mountain View, Northridge, Roosevelt, and Thompson Valley. How about Roosevelt and Meade early in the season are going to meet up? That's going to be fantastic. 4A Northern 1, they have a 4A Northern 1 and 2. 4A Northern 1 teams playing here in the fall. Brighton, Broomfield, Erie, Heritage, Silver Creek, and Windsor. So you get Chris Jones' club in there in that Northern 1. Northern 2, or slam them all together, whatever you want to do. Greeley Central, Greeley West, Longmont, Loveland, Monarch, and Skyline round out the 4A Northern 2. So just smack all those 4A teams together and see what you get at the end. And 5A, this is interesting, 5A, the only Fort Collins team that won't play in the fall is Matt Yam and the Fort Collins Lambkins. They put them in the, boy, it's the free, that right now they're calling it the Freelance Conference. And if you click on the Freelance Conference, it shows every team in the spring that's going to play. 5A down to 8-man. So there's really no conference alignments yet. But I hear they're in with some of those Denver City teams in a strange conference down there. Be a weird year for the Lambkins as they jump back up to 5A right here. But in the other 5A, in the 5A Fall League, let's go there, 5A North, you've got Fossil Ridge, Poudre, and Rocky Mountain, all three of the other Fort Collins teams, then Fairview, Horizon Legacy, Prairie View as well. So those are your 5A North. Just 8 teams go to the postseason. Doesn't matter what conference, doesn't matter if you won your conference, it just matters where you are in that consensus RPI at the end of the year. All right, that's the way football looks. We'll get schedules for you coming up probably next week. And we're also going to talk Saturday on Preps Rewind to Kevin Schaefer from ColoradoPreps.com. They've got the scoreboard show, and by God, they've got it's the greatest show. Outside of everything we do, of course. Now it's Kevin knows more about high school sports than anybody I've ever met, and he's got the scoreboard show. It's a wonderful show Friday nights to get you caught up scores wise on what all the teams in the state did, not just this area, but all the teams in the state. And that show's going to be popping again this year, so glad to hear that. All right, when we come back, we'll get with Resurrection Christian Golf Coach Rick Mees. We'll talk about the regionals that pass, state coming up, all that good stuff. His golfers, Jacob Buckendorf and Wade Shields, yet to come on the show, and Eaton football coach Zach Lemon. So stay tuned, coming to you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios right here at 1310 KFKA. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
All right, 4:22 on a Wednesday afternoon here in NoCo, and welcome back to the Preps Midweek, brought to you by Quality Well and Pump, our great overhead sponsor on the program here for, I think they're going on, they got to be going on almost 5 years with us now. Love what they do, no doubt about it. Now we get to the Coach's Corner, that, of course, brought to you by that great Tatanka Grill. Where do you find the Tatanka Grill? Of course, at Kramer's Wedge Store, state-of-the-art convenience store out in Kersey. And then they've also got you at the U Fillets in Greeley and Eaton as well. The Tatanka Grill, folks, it's in a gas station, I get that, buddy. It could be a standalone restaurant. Great stuff. They have restaurant-style kitchens inside those stores, and the food made from scratch every day. Unbelievable. Try the street tacos right now. They're unbelievable. Ryan said he had the street tacos yesterday, and he's still bragging about them. It's unbelievable. So good stuff. Go to the Tatanka Grill and get your fixings, folks. All truckers know where to go on the road. That's where they head, the Tatanka Grill. All right, up on the hotline right now, Resurrection Christian Golf Coach Rick Mees. Rick, how are you?
Good. Clark, how are you?
Fantastic, man. Let's talk about it. Your thoughts about the regionals out there as we did this at Boomerang Golf Links out there last Monday. Your expectations and then how your team played, do you think?
You know, my expectations is always to take a full team, which is at least 3 players to state.
Sure.
We played at regionals at Boomerang a couple years ago. I think 92 or 93 was a qualifying score. They play it long. It's like 7,000 yards.
Sure.
So that was my goal, but I knew my realistic goal was to be sure my two seniors, they had a real good shot at doing that because they both shoot in those scores in the 80s and 70s. So for Wade Shields and Jacob Buckendorf, Jacob's my captain, Wade's my co-captain, they came through. So both those boys are going to state, and I'm really excited for both of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How did the course play on Monday for your kids when you talked to them and you saw that what they were going through? And the other question is, how familiar with Boomerang is everybody on your club?
You know what? We probably played Boomerang, I'm going to say probably 5 or 6 times this year.
Sure.
Yeah, we had our league championships there. Of course, regionals. We played in the Northridge Invite. We had placement rounds in August, and we had placement rounds at Boomerang. So they were familiar with the course.
All right, let's talk about, we'll go Jacob first. We're going to interview both Jacob and Wade coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Talk about Jacob. I thought he was pretty steady most of the day. Kind of got in that 6, 7, 8 spot and seemed to kind of stay there all day. Talk about Jake, your senior, your captain.
Yeah, Jacob can go low. He shot 80, and that's kind of an average for him. But Jacob can, last year at state he came through and was our top golfer as a junior at state.
Sure.
So, he's just got that game, and he's got that attitude, great attitude. He's a great leader, great captain. My toughest part about coaching golf is when I start losing seniors like Jake and Wade and the rest of the seniors. But Jake's been a great captain, great leader. He's got the mental attitude. I think he'll do real well at state. I mean, he sets his goals high, and I expect him to.
Boy, absolutely. He shot 41 on the front, 39 on the back. Let's talk about Wade for a second, your co-captain. My guess is he started on 10. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and then you look at what would be the front nine, but it turned out to be the back nine that day. He came home in 36. I mean, he was flat out playing golf just to qualify. That's a terrific run by a senior.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I jump around with my kids because it's only me. I had 3 on the back nine and 1 on the front nine. So we have 4 kids, and I caught up with Wade on, I think it was his 10, 11, 12, 13. I think I caught up with Wade on 13, and he took an 8 on a par 4.
Ooh.
And it was just like, oh my goodness. And that's not Wade. He's not,
right.
You know, it's just not him. And I thought, this is not looking good. Only 4 holes in, and I think he was like 10 over. So I kind of left him for a while, and I watched him on the I Want to Maker scoring app. And he kind of, puttered along that first nine, but boy, you're right. What a great story for him for that, fortitude to come back on that, front nine, which was his back nine, and shoot 36.
Sure.
I mean, it was so impressive. And Wade's the kind of kid that every time I catch up with him, he said, "Coach, I'm going to chip this in for birdie," or, "Coach, I'm going to one putt this 60 footer for birdie." No, he's always got that great attitude, smile. What a great kid.
All right. We all know golf is maybe it's the most mental game there is in sports. I mean, you've got to have it between the ears. You've got to be able to figure out. You got to be able to jump from a bad shot to a good shot, forget the past, and move on to the present. That's got to be a lot of what you do, too. I always call golf coaches therapists as well. So keeping your seniors, and then the fact that you've got two seniors there kind of leading that group, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. It's so mental. And I've never been one of those golfers that throws clubs, or, of course, I don't allow my kids to do that either. But that mental attitude is so important to overcome that bad shot. I don't know if you golf, but the hardest shot in golf is after you hit a shank.
That's right.
The next shot. To stand over that ball and think, oh, my gosh, how did that ball go 90 degrees right? And that mental attitude to step up and hit a good shot on that next ball. And that's what those boys have.
Boy, no doubt about it. Between now and state, you and I talked about a little bit about this. So will Jacob and Wade kind of lay low? And am I right? Is state the 5th in Gunnison? Is it coming up in 10 days?
Yeah, we have practice around Sunday the 4th.
Okay.
And then state is 2 days, the 5th and 6th at Gunnison.
Well, you just answered a question. I was wondering if you got, have you ever been to this course before? Have any of your players seen this? Probably not, right?
No, we have not.
Yeah, so you do get a practice round to get out there. How much does that, and I'm guessing it's probably significant, how much does that day on the course before state start, how important is that for the kids?
Oh, it's really important, and mostly it's just trying to get course knowledge.
Sure.
how the greens, I mean, last year we played state at the Blue Course at Air Force Academy, and it was so hard to understand that you're looking at a putt that looks like it should go uphill, and it's downhill because it's away from the mountain. So it's especially mountain courses. To get out there and learn the layout of where the putts break because of the mountains, that's the hardest thing for them to learn. The rest of the game, just to learn, you know, there's certain holes you can't hit driver, there's certain holes you have to lay up, and just to get that course knowledge and that practice round is huge.
Boy, that's a great point right there. Your mind says one thing, and then you know you're putting in the mountain course. It was the same thing. I don't golf a ton, but I tell you what, I golfed in Hawaii, and they told me everything breaks towards the water. No matter what you're looking at and what your brain says, everything's going to go that way. That's interesting.
That's a true story. Estes Park is a perfect example. If you ever play Estes Park, you look at that ball always breaks towards the river.
Yep.
And I don't care what it looks like. That green looks like it's going to go the other way. It breaks towards the river.
No doubt. Great stuff right there. Coach, I know you're busy. I just wanted to thank you for jumping on, talking about will you guys make a trip up there? Will you stay the night? What does the trip look like for the kids?
We're going up on the 3rd, which is on a Saturday. Okay. Get up there early, have a good night's rest. Our practice round is scheduled for Sunday morning at 9:40, which there could be a frost delay in Gunnison, so
sure,
we're hoping maybe
sure.
9. We're trying to get the practice round in to where we got a pretty good break in the afternoon and evening where we can rest and have a good dinner, good night's sleep. Tee times haven't been set yet, but I'm going to assume in Gunnison the tee times probably won't start till around 10 o'clock because
sure.
of frost delay.
Yep. Well, sounds good. Good luck out there, and we got your kids coming next, so we know they'll do well and represent Rez. So, Coach, thanks so much for jumping on with us, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sure, Clark. Thank you.
You bet. That is Rick Mees, the head golf coach at Resurrection Christian. Two kids heading there to state from Rez. Jacob Buckendorf, Wade Shields. We'll talk to both of them next for a quick couple of minutes. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, 4:36 on the Preps Midweek, coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios right here at 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. We're talking a lot of golf. Just got done with Rick Mees, the head golf coach at Resurrection Christian, as they get ready to head to state. Two seniors going to Gunnison to represent Resurrection Christian. Jacob Buckendorf, Wade Shields. So we're going to have both of those guys on right now. Martinez Roofing Player Profile. That's where we are. Martinez Roofing Incorporated. Been family-owned and operated roofing contractor in NOCO since August of 2000. Martinez Roofing proudly owned by Steve and Jenny Martinez. They pride themselves with honest, top-of-the-line craftsmanship. That's right. You want somebody who can absolutely knock out the work on time, on budget, with all kinds of integrity. It is Martinez Roofing, 330-6557, 330-6557, Martinez Roofing. Up on the hotline right now, senior at Resurrection Christian High School, Jacob Buckendorf. Jacob, how are you, big man?
I'm good, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Mr. Johnson, that's my dad. Who are you talking to here? My name's Clark. No. Hey, dude, congratulations. I mean, Macon State is a cool thing. Second year in a row for you, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I made state as an alternate my sophomore year, but I participated last year, and this will be my second year.
Fantastic stuff. So senior year is pretty cool stuff. Let's talk about Monday at Boomerang. How familiar with you are you with Boomerang? I mean, you shot 80 at Boomerang, and pretty much the whole day you seem like you were in that 6, 7, 8 spot, kind of just hanging out. Easy to get in from that spot. You look pretty comfortable. What is that course like for you?
I've played it so many times.
Really?
So that I've become really comfortable with it. And so I was excited that we were playing it again, being so close to our school and where I live and having the opportunity to play there really whenever I'd like to. And so being as comfortable as I was with it, I was really comfortable throughout the day in that, like you said, that 6th, 7th, and 8th spot throughout the day.
Yeah, you were pretty consistent all day. If you went into that day and I told you, hey, Jacob, it's 8 o'clock this morning, you're going to tee off in a couple of hours, you can just have 80 and you're going to make the state tournament. Would you have taken that? Or how does 80 set up for you on that course? I know it plays different all the time.
Sure, yeah. If you were to offer me that, I don't know what I would have said. My competitive self probably would not have taken it. Sure. I would like to compete for the first place position every time, and I know that I could. And I really had the opportunity on Monday to be able to do so. And there's a few putts that didn't go my way, and I really couldn't get past that not bogey golf, but just under every other hole I found bogey or double bogey. And so I played a little under par of what I wanted to do. I guess not under par, but I wish I would have. And really, I would not have taken that. I would have tried to compete. But to be able to play out there and compete, I would have done it 100 times over.
All right, we're talking with Jacob Buckendorf, senior at Resurrection Christian High School, on his way to state. They're going to play that at Gunnison on the 5th on a Monday out there. Your thoughts about that real quick. I mean, they're just going to go to state. Only one round this year, right?
I actually, if that's the case, I'd be
think
surprised.
It is.
I was expecting up to two, really. So
yeah,
that's the first time I heard of that.
I should have asked Rick that, but that's what I've heard, is it's just one day out there this year. But my guess is, have you even ever been to Gunnison, let alone a golf course out there?
No, definitely not. It'll be my first time at the golf course and in Gunnison.
All right. When you're out on the course, I know that you're focused on what you're doing. How aware of you are, and I know that with, especially with COVID here, where you're doing everything by phone, you're entering your scores by phone, or your scorer is, how aware of you are where you sit in the leaderboard, and how other guys around you, maybe the guys that are playing with you, how they're doing?
You're very aware, and you're definitely capable to check that leaderboard throughout your round, and it's something that's just a preference to each individual golfer throughout the round. And for me specifically, I try not to look at it as much as I can. I mean, you have to enter your score after each hole and the scores you the guys you're playing with, but it's a mental game as much as golf is. And
sure,
now that you can even see the leaderboard throughout your round, it's a whole nother aspect. And so there are scenarios where it would be to your advantage, especially at state, and if it's a one-day tournament now, that knowing what you need to shoot, especially at the last stretch, if you need to, you really need to go for those birdies, or you need to try to reach in two on a par five. And it does change your round if you wanted to, but I know it's just up to a preference of the golfers on whether or not they want to look at that leaderboard, but you definitely are able to access it as much as you'd like.
All right, Jacob, if I could grant you a wish, if I was a genie right here and I could say you could play the state tournament on any course you want that you've ever played before, favorite course, where would you go?
It's my bias is Harmony Golf Club.
Yes.
Out in this. Yep. I've played there about 1,000 times or more, and if I could even get 5A plays there every year, but
yep,
being in 3A, we never have the opportunity to. But even a single tournament, whether or not it's state or not, that would be my wish.
That's good stuff, man. Hey, congratulations on getting to state and representing your school. Be safe, and go knock them out down in Gunnison, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, and go Cougars.
Yeah, go Cougars. Jacob Buckendorf, the senior and captain of the Cougar golf team at Resurrection Christian High School. We're going to get Wade Shields on the line here. I think Ryan's working to get him up right now. So Wade Shields, another senior who really had to come from behind. I know he started on 10, so he played the back first and then played the front in the second half. But, man, he shot 47 in the back, came home in 36. And right now we got Wade up on the line. Wade, how are you, big man?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Talk about your man. Two different kind of games for you. Two different golf matches for you on Monday. Shoot 47 on what was the back, actually, but that was your front as you started on 10 Monday in the regionals. But talk about coming home in 36, my friend. Even par golf. Couple of birdies on 1 and 5 out there. Great stuff, man. What a comeback for you, and how good did you feel coming home?
I mean, I felt great, but being my competitive self, I know that I got to start better than that. I can't settle with a 47 and stronger. If I could have been consistent and hitting my shots as confident as I was on the front nine and boomerang as I was on the back nine, that day would have been totally different.
golf is such a mental game, Wade. Was there a point in the first nine holes on Monday where you go, wow, I'm almost playing myself out of a spot to go to a state? And then, of course, you know, you rebounded well. But how do you keep when things aren't going great? What's the thought process that keeps you saying, hey, there's more golf to go. Let's just keep sticking to it.
I just trust my rhythm, and I trust my setup every time. I go through the same mental thinking before I hit every shot, set up to the ball, and I go through what my swing should look like, what it should feel like, take a good practice swing, then get up and hopefully do the same thing that I'm thinking when I actually hit the golf ball.
Fantastic.
It's all about rhythm.
Yeah. What's your strong point? I mean, if we said, hey, Wade Shields, talk to us about where you're the best off the tee, your approach shots, or once you get on the green, what do they say? It's driving for show and putting for dough. Where is your strength?
My strength is definitely with my irons. Anything between 6-iron and pitching wedge. That's where I feel most comfortable. I feel like 2 inches to 10 feet pretty consistently.
Sweet.
So that's definitely my strong suit.
How is that course for you? I mean, my guess is you're pretty familiar with Boomerang out there. And how did it play for you on Monday? And just talk about Boomerang for a second Monday. How was that course for you Monday?
Monday, we played practice round Sunday. It just felt the greens. Played it a lot recently this year just because we knew regionals there all year. And it was just really just preparing all year for it. And then Monday was nothing different. I just went out there and played it like I should have played it. And it was just really being prepared.
All right, so you got 10 days between now and state. I know there's other tournaments this weekend. Sounds like you and Jacob are probably going to lay low and not go out there. But between now and when you guys, I think that Friday, the 3rd, you guys are going to head to Gunnison. Between now and then, how much will you play every day? What will that look like, and where will you play?
If anything, I need to focus on putting.
Okay.
Like, consistent putting, because that's where I struggle the most is putting. Of course, I don't know what the guys in greens look like or feel like, but I just got to be ready to be confident on the greens. And I know I can hit a shot. I've been practicing that all year and for the last 4 years, all about repetition. But putting is really where it can either save you or it can kill you. So it's really just about staying consistent and keeping my mental game strong and confident that I can knock anything down.
Boy, that's a fact. Putting can save you. First time at state for you, or were you there last year?
First time at state for me, yeah, it's the first.
Oh, man. I bet it's one thing on your mind. You're going. Can you think about anything else in the next 10 days other than that going to Gunnison and playing for the title?
It's going to be hard not to, but I think that's what we're going to have to do. We've got to focus on school. Got to focus on keeping the grades up. And, I mean, we've got to work out. We've got to stay in shape. And, I mean, up there, if I only think about state for the next 10 days, I think it's going to be pretty hard to go out there and feel confident and calm.
It's a mental game, Wade, isn't it?
Yep.
No doubt about it. Hey, Wade, thanks. I know you're busy. Thanks, man, for jumping on with us. Good luck out there in Gunnison. Go get them and go Cougars, okay?
Hey, thank you. Go Cougars.
You bet. Wade Shields, another senior, the co-captain. Got Jacob Buckendorf, Wade Shields here. Good stuff from the Res Christian golfers. They'll go to Gunnison on the 5th. That's a Monday, and I'm pretty darn sure that Chassa said it's just one round this year. So check that out. Make sure I'm not wrong on that. I should have asked Coach Mees that. All right, we'll come back in a moment, wrap up the show. Last segment, we're flipping the script here, folks. We're going to football. Eaton football coach Zach Lemon will join us. We'll talk about, hey, football in COVID time. We're doing it. Coming back in a moment from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the program. 450 here on the Preps Midweek, brought to you by Quality Well and Pump, NOCO's premier Zomatic irrigation dealer out here since 2005. If you're in the market for a used center pivot, Quality Well and Pump certainly the place to go. Their great technicians can also service your existing center pivot sprinkler, irrigation pump, or submersible. Are you holding grain on farm? Ryan, Kelly, are you holding grain on farm? Because the place to go, Quality Well and Pump. You get those souped-up grain bins and can save you a ton of money on farm. So, Quality Well and Pump, just knocking it out of the park. Look for the big red Q, 353-3118. They've got you in LaSalle and Alt. It is our great sponsor on the program now for going on 6 years, Quality Well and Pump. Love what they do. Up on the hotline right now, Zach Lemon, the head football coach out at Eaton High School. And yes, folks, we're playing football. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. Clark, how are you?
Fantastic, man. This has been a crazy year. I mean, you have you've made out some. Here's what we're going to do today, and thrown that away 6 million times in the last few months. How cool is it to know that we're going to play, and most of the teams are in?
Yeah, it's a relief to just know at this point, and I'm optimistic that now that we're committed to making it happen, that it will happen effectively, and we'll be able to continue and play and being the right procedures to do what's best for kids right now, and that's get them on the field and get them playing.
Boy, no doubt about it. You guys open October 9th. That's 2 weeks from Friday, man. I mean, how far are we behind the eight? Everybody's in the same boat, but how far are we behind the eight ball? You know, no seven-on-sevens, things like that. From where you would be in a normal season, you got 2 weeks to kick off. What does that look like?
I wish we were playing this Friday.
Yeah, I love it. I love that answer. Let's go.
No, we were fortunate enough to be able to do some things this summer as we went through some certain protocols that our school put together for us, and we followed some pretty specific safety measures, and we were able to do some things. So we are not as behind as we could be, and I'm thankful for that. So with that said, and kind of a veteran group of returning experienced players, we're pretty confident that we're going to be ready to go soon, and we're going to use these couple of weeks to just refine what we already know, and we're confident and we're excited to play.
In other years, it wouldn't be unusual to have a scrimmage against a local team or something like that heading in maybe the week before you guys get going. Anything like that on the docket, or is it just going to be Reds football on your practice field?
Yeah, it's just going to be Reds football. Yep. We have the opportunity to have 13 days, so we're going to do those Saturday practices. But really, by the time we get our nine before we can play, it's not going to be worth it to try to get a scrimmage before that first game. So it's just going to be the Eaton Reds right now, yeah.
How much does that help that you have a lot of returners and a great senior class coming back for you?
Yeah, as I already mentioned, that's huge, and we're continuing to do what we've done, and the guys are really familiar with our system, and they're excited to play, and they've been doing things that they need to do to stay sharp mentally. We had a lot of Zoom meetings over the spring and some online film session stuff when we were out, and so all of it being put together, we're excited and we're prepared.
Okay, now let's go to the COVID questions. You guys jumped from the West to the East here in the conference play, and when I saw that, I thought, oh crap, they put you in a tougher side. Just right away, I said honestly, that's a tougher go for you guys. But then I found out that the conference champions, it doesn't matter a thing this year. It's going to be eight teams at the end of the year into the postseason, and it's going to be that consensus RPI kind of throwing all those things together that give you a chance to go to the postseason. So really the conferences don't matter, do they?
No. And we were surprised by that, but we're not upset by it. You know, we're happy we get the chance to play some of those old rivals and some of our non-conference teams that we like to play anyway. So it works out well. And then we still get the chance to play Severance this year, which I know a lot of our kids are excited about.
Sure.
So it actually worked out pretty well for us. We're excited about the teams that we have lined up. We're excited about the opportunity it gives us to make the playoffs. Yeah, we're okay with it.
I'm not sure that Busmente or Hoffman love the fact that you're ready to play this year, because you guys are going to be good. I think there's no doubt about that. But boy, that's going to be fun. October 9th against Weld Central, you guys will kick the season off at home. And then you just like that, this season is going to be like blink and it's over. You guys go to Sterling on the 16th, so you'll find out early exactly what's going on with Eaton football.
Yes, we will. And even though we were able to do some stuff this summer and we feel good about what we are capable of, we haven't competed. So there's still that unknown of how it's actually going to translate to the field, how we're going to compete. And so that's what's exciting about getting on the field right away. And also part of our motivation is that we don't have that opportunity to just have a bad game. We had a bad week this week. We've got to play better next week. We'll pick it up. We don't have that opportunity. So we have to make sure every week we're at our best.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is like just saying, hey, we're going to have a really long playoff this year, and it starts on October 9th, so be ready to go.
Yeah, there's a chance it could be a lose and don't have a chance at a state championship anymore. There might be some 5-1 teams that don't make the playoffs. And we just don't know how this season is going to play out, and so that's the message. Be at our best every game. We don't have an opportunity to not be, or we shouldn't risk not being at our best.
Zach, are there limitations for the number of teams that, since we're saying it's the best eight teams or the best teams that come out in that consensus RPI, could six of those teams come from the Patriot League? I mean, are there any numbers maximums on the teams that can come out of a conference?
No, it is 100% based on those four composite polls, the composite of those four polls.
Sure.
So it's going to be the RPI, the Max Preps, the Coaches Poll, and the Packard Poll, and it's going to be the top eight teams out of that, everything I've read. If they're all from the same league, it'll happen that way. Now, that's the problem is every league game like that, there's a winner and a loser each time, so that manipulates your RPI a little bit. So
sure.
I'm thankful that we have that one non-league game with Severance because that just gives us a crossover opponent that could help that RPI.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you, man. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us. Get back to practice. Knock these kids out of the park, and I'm sure we'll be on you a bunch this year. So go Reds. Go knock it out of the park and have fun.
All right, thanks, Clark. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's Zach Lemon, the head football coach at Eaton High School. And ever since he came over from Hotchkiss, man, that guy can flat-out coach. You find out who the best coaches are come money time, come playoff time. And every single year he jumps in with his team, they just achieve more than you would think in the playoffs. It is Zach Lemon at Eaton High School. We thank our Resurrection Christian guys for jumping on the program today. Golf coach Rick Mees was on with us. Resurrection Christian seniors, Jacob Buckendorf and Wade Shields, ahead of going to state for the state golf tournament. Man, that's fantastic. Nothing more exciting than waiting for the big moment right there. Good stuff. Zach Lemon, the head football coach at Eaton, we thank him as well. All right, what do we got? Nerd Show next, then Brew Talk, Knicks, Knacks, Fat Guys in the Movies. All coming up for you here on the Block Party. All coming to you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm Clark Johnson. Hug your kids. We'll talk to you later. This has been Preps Midweek right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.